and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news is that if you're looking to buy hay this season, now is probably the time to do it. There's heavy crops and some pretty good quality about, and there's a lot of hay lying in fields looking for a home. Further south, the harvest is getting underway big style, and winter barley yields in the northeast of England are reported to be good, with 3 to 4 tonnes an acre being the norm this year. Now, back to today, and my guest is a man who's taking on the challenges of the pig industry by himself. He's Carl Falconer from Highland Hog Roasts, who literally takes the pigs from birth to the customer's hands at places like Belladrum and Tea in the Park.
We started fattening traditional breeds of pork on our own farm up in Cannock. That became quite successful, and we decided to start breeding. And after my wife losing her job, we decided to start our own business with a hog roast. To make us slightly different, we decided to use free-range pork from our own farm that we could take direct from the farm to the public events. Now we're producing just under 400 finished pigs per every year.
And all these are reared at home by yourself?
Yep. Yeah, they're all reared on our own farm. They're all free range. I farrow indoors just purely because it's easier and safer for me. And they get a chance to build nests with a straw. And after about 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the weather conditions, they're put outside into large family groups where they're allowed to just do what pigs do naturally and just turn the ground over, root around. We use the more traditional breeds, which are their Gloucester Old Spot, the Saddleback, and there's a bit of Berkshire in there as well.
And is it a difficult job? I mean, how did you actually get started?
It was a bit of an eye-opener when we first started a couple of small Highland games, and then actually one of our first series events was Rockness, and we took a couple of machines there and sold out very, very quickly, obviously, because it was so popular. That was a real eye-opener as to what the industry's involved in this business of doing public events with a hog roast.
And is it a difficult thing to do, to actually roast a hog, to get it just cooked
just
right
perfect,
the way through?
Yeah, we do it long and slow, so 10 to 12 hours we cook them for. You can cook them an awful lot quicker, but you end up with meat that's just done and overcooked on some bits of it. And because the breeds that we use have got a good thick skin because they're 8 months old, it produces one of the best cracklings that you can do. You know, there's some real good bubbly stuff going on there, and it's real tasty stuff.
So there's a man who's bucking the trend in pig farming at the moment. And if you want to find out more about how it's all done, just get along and talk to the farmer behind Highland Hog Roast. That's Carl Falconer at some of the events this summer. But I'll leave you with that for this week. Do have a good weekend. I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.